I know that keeps getting a lot of attention now because it's the new kid on the block, but your history with Macklemore goes back prior to the latest golf course. And you know what? That Highlands course is probably one of the best 6,300-yard golf courses I've ever seen.
Well, I'm glad you enjoyed it. It is a diverse golf course, no doubt about it, both in terrain and in yardage and in just challenge and opportunity. It's got a little bit of everything. It's a great match play golf course because it does have some, you know, risk-reward holes. It has birdie holes. It has tough holes. It's just got a lot of variety. And I think it stretches to 6,800 from the back tees. So, I don't know what tees you played, but it goes all the way to about 6,800 par 71. So it's still a nice test for a better player. We've had the Georgia Match Play Championship there with the best amateurs in the state, and it holds up very nicely.
Well, when I glanced at the scorecard, I didn't see a set of tees longer than about 6,320, but perhaps
they have different scorecards. I think both courses have scorecards for everybody, everyday players, and scorecards for more of a championship tee test.
Okay. Well, there may be some options up there for championship play, but I'll tell you what, I was, really impressed. It was funny because the PR guy that I talked to is like, hey, while you're there, did you want to play the other course? It was kind of, and I said, well, yeah, you know, I do. I don't know anything about it, and I'm sort of on a quest right now to play my 600th different golf course. So I said, well, if I can add two courses now that I'm about 10 away from getting to 600, let's do it. And it was kind of a
very, very nice
throwaway idea. And boy, I got out there a few holes and I'm like, boy, I'm really glad he tossed this out as an option.
Awesome. Well, that course was originally designed in the mid-2000s, got caught up both in the real estate crisis, and then it had playability issues that were a challenge. And so it wasn't, you know, as popular as you would hope it would have been. And so we came in and renovated that course. I got hired by the guys who run the facility. And it was interesting because they hired me to master plan it and do the design work. And then as the property went a little bit further into adding a hotel, that's when using the Reese has some pretty strong marketing power, and adding him to the team was definitely a marketing move. And so that was nice to add him. And then we renovated 17 holes and then completely built a brand new 18th hole, which, you know, is getting a lot of attention because of its location.
Well, that 18th hole is really something. And, you know, I was talking to Craig Lecker about it this morning, and he said every time he plays that hole, he pulls out his cell phone and takes a picture of the group, with a scenic background. And you know what? 18 is a fantastic hole, but I really like, a lot of holes I saw before that. Some of the rock outcroppings remind me of a couple of the Mike Strawn's courses I played over towards Pinehurst, the Todd Hill Farm and the Tobacco Road. And, you know, it kind of reminded me a little bit of those courses and what Mike had done there. And I just, I love those courses, and I fit right in and felt really comfortable, and it was fun to play them.
Well, that's a nice compliment. And we do enjoy that mix of, of golf quality turf and then boulders and then natural fescues and then the views. I mean, it really is, it sort of touches all of your senses when you're playing or just being on property at Macklemore. I feel like the entire area has a feel that makes me just want to be there. And that's hard to sort of describe, but it has a culture. It has an atmosphere. There's something different about Macklemore that is highly desirable and makes you want to be part of it.
Yeah, it's really good. And, I really enjoyed, people talk about the 18th hole, but I love the first hole. Just the way those tee boxes were set up and the opportunity to hit one out to that fairway and stroll down the fairway past the front of the hotel. It's a great setting for an opening hole.
Very nice.
Well, I'll tell you what, the Highlands course, you know, it's maybe not going to get the attention right now because I think the Keep is so outstanding, but it is a really good golf course. And, you know, one of the things that, you know, I'm going to do is I'm definitely going to tell people don't go there just to play the Keep. Make sure you play them both. You'll be glad you did.
Well, I agree with you 100%, and they are completely different golf experiences, but both compelling and exciting and you know, well worth playing.
Well, Bill, tell me, just going back to this, you know, how did the whole process start with the Keep? I mean, obviously, you'd been on property before, and then all of a sudden, was it something you noticed when you were there working on the Highlands course, or did the resort just one day come to you and say, hey, you know what, we're ready to do another golf course. We think we got a spot for it. Why don't you come take a look at it?
The entire time we were working on the Highlands course, there was discussion of another golf course, but and we looked at more than one site over time. But when Dwayne Horton, our managing partner, found that site, he took me down there, and all it was it was all clear, all wooded with some Jeep trails. And one Jeep trail took you out to what is now the 18th hole and what we were originally calling our South Outpost. And it was a rock edge that dropped, you know, 50 feet straight down off the rock, but 1,200 feet down into the valley below. And when you stood at that spot, I'm telling you, it just gave you goosebumps. And to imagine that, you know, that had to be 4 years ago now. To imagine where we have, you know, gotten to at this point from that point is phenomenal. And I was literally out there last week, and it was a, you know, cold, dormant day, and I still felt that, you know, the site is just majestic. And it's, no matter what you describe to somebody on paper, and no matter how good the photographs are, seeing it in person is another scale. It's so big. It's breathtaking. And we feel like it is really a special golf course, and yet one that you could play every day. And that's really exciting too. It's one that is user friendly. It's great for our hotel guests, and it would be great for championship golf. So it really can handle every level of golfer. There's ample room to play, and there's excitement around every turn. And I've never been on a golf course that I think is as memorable. Each hole, even though the view, 75-mile view, is everywhere, you can see it everywhere, each hole brings you back to the golf hole, and they're so easy to remember. They do not blend together. They are very memorable and yet intertwined throughout the golf course.
Well, you used the word breathtaking, and when I got off the shuttle and walked up on the trailer and took a look out overall on the property, that's exactly how I felt. And it was, you know, you start looking around and you see the different parts of the terrain, and then you finally get out there, like up the second hole, and you realize what some of those little areas between the holes are, and you start realizing, oh wow, they took some trees out here, and that's what they did. But there's a lot of talk about tree removal, and it's done for different reasons, as you well know. But you know, it's really nice to see sometimes what the property can be when you strip it down and let it breathe, and you open up the sight lines a little bit.
We knew the views were incredible, and we really wanted those views from every single hole. And so the only way to do it was to basically clear 200 acres. We left some trees, but we cleared 200 acres of trees. Yeah, it's funny because, you know, some holes work away from the mountain or away from the valley. And as you work away from the valley, you have this, you know, excellent golf hole to play. And then you inevitably turn right around. And you take that all in. And, you know, from the 16th green, you can see every hole. You can see all 18 holes from the 16th green. And I don't know how many golf courses that's possible on, but it's certainly, I think, unique. And I also feel like when you get to the 16th hole, you're going to kind of take in what you've just experienced. And like a great movie or a good book, you're going to be a little bit sad that it's almost over. And that's how I feel that 16th green complex is.
Walking up 17 and starting to walk into where you cleared that hole around the rock, the green around the rock croppings there, you see a hole like that and you go, boy, this place is getting interesting. And then you go around the bend and it's like, oh my gosh, we're done already? That
and
hole.
With a big finish, though. And what's cool about the 18th hole at the Keep is it's sort of the antithesis of the 18th hole at the Highlands course, even though both are on the edge of the mountain. They're just such different holes. And I'm really pleased that they are totally different.
They are different. And, you know, I noticed that on 17 that when you look at the way you routed the hole, I started to wonder, you know, how much did you really have to clear out in that area? Were there rocks that had to come out to get back and create that green site?
So literally that was a natural valley with rocks surrounding it. The hard part about 17 was it was V-shaped. It came down into a dry creek bed, basically. And we put 20 to 22 feet of dirt through the middle, which gave us tremendous width. So there's beautiful width, you know, on the tee shot. And then as you can see, it narrows up into the greens complex. Unlike, you know, it's almost, we felt like it was almost surreal. Like people aren't going to believe that it was all natural, but it is. And we didn't have to move really much any rock within the confines of the golf hole. We fit the golf hole within the parameters of the rock.
Well, I'll tell you what, it's a fantastic hole. But then again, you probably got 18 fantastic holes there, at least in my opinion, you know. And I know, as a matter of fact, I think I had this discussion with Reese Jones once about favorite course or favorite hole. And I think his answer was something to the extent of, they're all our favorite. It's like your kids when somebody asks you, you know, who's your, you can't tell them this one's my favorite child and the other one's my second favorite child. But I got to believe that, you know, there's a lot of favorite holes. But is there a part of the golf course that on the Keep that maybe even worked out better than you thought when you and Reese were first sort of drawing it up?
Yeah, so it was interesting. So, you know, I did all the legwork on this golf course. It's my routing, strategized the golf course. But Reese consulted and added things all along the way. But, you know, it's a difficult site to think about walking when it was all wooded and all of that. So, you know, we did all the grading plans, we did all the drainage plans, we did all of that from my office. What I would tell you is that we called it revealing. Each time we opened up a new area, something new was revealed. And I would say that the eighth hole with the reverse Redan green and the mountains mimicking that green in the background is one of my very favorite spots on the golf course. And then the island-like green that the 11th is, that was one that was really a surprise to probably everybody because we really felt like 11 was a connecting hole from the 10th along the cliff to the area where 12 and 13 are. And so we didn't, you know, when it's 100% wooded, you don't always see that. You're designing on topo. Now, again, I walked basically every inch of that property, even down below the cliff, below 11. If you go 200 yards down the hill, it's about probably a 30% or 40% grade, actually a little bit dangerous. But there's a beautiful waterfall down there. But we couldn't get golf down there. But I would say that each time, you know, we opened up a hole, there was a new revelation of, wow. And this golf course sits on the ground perfectly. It was not easy to build, but other than a couple holes, we didn't move hardly any dirt. We moved 300,000 yards of dirt on a 200-acre golf course. I mean, people will move, you know, half a million on 100 acres. So this lays on the ground beautifully, and so that was pretty exciting. And then I'd say 17. You know, that one, as you saw, we knew the rock formations, but when you walked it, it was like looking at, you know, bluffs way up above your head. I mean, they felt like they were 50 to 100 feet above you looking down. And I would say that one, once we filled that valley through there, that changed immensely. And I think the 18th hole evolved beautifully as well. I think it's a really cool finishing hole with a lot of options off the tee. A lot of wind impacts the golf ball there, but there's plenty of room. I think it's an exciting hole. And, you know, again, a nice complement to the 18th on the other golf.
Well, Bill, I have to ask you, are there any really funny, interesting stories, something that popped up, maybe even a little unexpected during the construction phase that everybody maybe stood around and had a good laugh about?
Well, the best story I think we have is actually on the 18th on the Highlands course. And I don't know if anybody's told you how that came about, but the original plan for Canyon Ridge didn't leave enough room for a clubhouse and parking. There really wasn't a spot for that. And it was a very quiet golf course in its early days. And so Hart Howerton was our land planner, and they plan things all over the United States in huge projects. And they wanted to know, hey, can we, you know, push the clubhouse to where the 18th hole is? And it wasn't my idea to go to where the new 18th hole was, but it was my task to go down and discover if we could do it. And so I literally descended the hill, and it's a good 100 feet down and about 400 feet sideways from the original 18th hole. And the land up there is nothing but, you know, even when it's fully wooded, there are briars everywhere. And I literally came back to the driving range, and my son and I, and I was literally bleeding because I had on shorts and and a golf shirt, and walking through briars, walking through rhododendron, walking through laurel and trees and rocks. Came up bleeding and said, yep, we can do this. And that is why the keep exists. That's why the hotel exists. That's why the short course exists. That's why the Himalayas Green exists. It's amazing what that 18th hole propelled Macklemore into what it is becoming.
Well, I'll tell you what, it's becoming a very amazing property. And after, talking to Greg Lecker this morning, he said, there's enough land floating around that there could be another golf course or two at some point down the road. And I think everyone's just going to enjoy your great work over at the Keep for a while, because that is one outstanding golf course. And, you know, I think sometimes that course shows that, you know what, you can have an outstanding golf course and you don't have to have a lot of other things that some people think you need, you know, to put together a great golf course. You can just strip it down to its natural state and let the golfer play the land as it lies.
Awesome, Roy. I couldn't agree more. Thank you for that. And we really do feel like it is a very unique experience. I don't know that there's anything quite like it out there right now. And the cool thing right now is every month from today until September and October, it's going to keep improving. And that's going to be really nice to watch, because, you know, as our zoysia tightens up, as our greens, you know, get even better, and as our fescues start to grow, you're going to look across almost like a meadow with wind blowing the fescues and broom sedge. That's not happening yet, but that is where the vision will take us on the next step. So, it's a baby at the moment, but it is one beautiful baby, and I cannot wait to watch it grow up a little bit.
The people there that are gearing up for, you know, what's going to be the first full summer season coming up in a few months, and I think a lot of people are going to be flocking there from not just Georgia, but from all over the country and perhaps outside of the country as well. And, you know, that's it's just a beautiful piece of property, and congratulations on what you've put together there. And is there anything else you'd like to say about the Keep before I let you go today that you'd like golfers to know?
Oh man, I will think about that. I may have to send you an email, but it is, what I want to stress is Macklemore and the feel that you get on the entire resort. I think it's one that is very pleasing. It's comforting. It's a place that you just don't want to leave. And that's what I would say about building the Keep. I probably made 100 visits over 2 years up there. I was there all the time, and I never wanted to go home. And, you know, work is work, and you're always traveling and you're away from home. But when I was on the job site, I just wanted to stay there. And, you know, I my background is as a, you know, I played professionally way back in the 80s. And I, even in my youth, wanted to be the last person on the golf course every day practicing. And now I enjoyed being the last person on the golf course every day designing and just appreciating the property.
Bill Bergen, thank you for joining us here for some discussion on what very likely should be the, in my book, at least anyway, the best new course in 2025. I don't know what's all going to get built out there, but this golf course really stretches the imagination as to what a golf experience can be. And congratulations on your work here. I think a lot of people are going to enjoy it for a long time.
Thanks, Rory, and thanks for your time, and look forward to seeing you in person, hopefully at the Keep.